วดีเมตตาThe meaning of this word is, I think there is no exact English word for this Pali term called metta. Also, I couldn't find any word even in Sri Lankan language for this metta.Metta is metta. There are some words that we can use to understand about the qualities of metta. We can say friendliness. That we all know what is friendliness. You are becoming familiar to your friend.You are becoming closer to your friend and you are opening yourself towards your friend and you are not judging strongly your friend and whatever they are doing you try to accept.As much as possible because they are your friends. That means you are creating a space in your heart towards your friends. You are not making lot of barriers in your heart towards them. They can behave freely in front of you.Because they are your friends or you are accepting as friends and also you can behave very freely in front of your friends you are not going to hide yourself there is no need to hide because they are your friends they are not judging you you feel a lot of freedom if you are staying with your friends, if they are really your friends and if you feel real friendliness with them, towards them, then you feel lot of freedom. Then you show your true nature to them. You are not going to use mask to hide some of your facesand to show the beauty of your face. Therefore, you are very relaxed. If you are with your friends, if you can't be relaxed with people, then you can't say they are your friends. So these qualities and theseThis type of behavior are coming from the true friendliness. You are free. They are free. You are not judging them and they are not judging you. Therefore, both parties are very free. They can be very natural. No need to hide.The nature and no need to decorate yourself and we can go little further usually when we make a friendship with others there are a lot of expectationsWe expect so many things from our friends. We do not expect such a thing from others as our friends. So once you make a friendship or relationship with anybody else, then you are naturally the mind creates expectation. Without having any expectation, difficult to think about any kind of friendship or any kind of relationship. Actually, in our relationship, in our friendship, we are investing. We are investing so many things. We are investing money for the friendship or for the relationship. We are investing time. So many things. So once you invest whatever in your friend's account, then you expect profit. You expect return, attention, return, love. Same thing, or even more. In metta, we try to offer our friendliness to others without investing anything. You can do many things with metta, but you are not expecting anything from them. That's difficult. That's the biggest difference between usual friendship and metta. Both are very active state. You can do so many things because of friendliness and because of metta. You can offer so many things, but you are not expecting anything from them because you are not investing anything. You just do because you feel they need these things. That's one of the difference between ordinary friendliness and metta. Another thing is, you are not making any conditions. You are not making any rules. You are my friend, therefore you have to behave in this way. No. Metta is not creating any jail for your friend, for anybody. And the other important aspect is, metta, we start metta with ourselves. Just we have to do metta to ourselves. First we are learning to see ourselves as our friend, as our dear friend. We all are attached to ourselves. There is no doubt, no argument about it, no second word about it. We all human beings and all animals are attached. They attach to themselves. That's true. The attachment is one thing. Friendliness is another thing. You can see how many times you hurt yourself. How many times we hurt ourselves because of various reasons. Why we hurt ourselves if we are our friends? In one way we attached ourselves. In other way, there are a lot of tension. There are a lot of resistance, dislike feeling towards ourselves. So one side is rejecting the other side. This is happening in our mind, in our brain and in our heart. Maybe in our body too. One idea is criticizing the other idea. One thought is fighting against the other thought. One decision is going against to be another decision. You can see how many conflicts that we are having in ourselves. No peace inside ourselves. The real war is happening inside, not outside. Fighting, 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 arguing, arguing, and arguing. That's why very difficult to come to a conclusion, to make a decision. There is no harmony, no peace, no one-pointedness, no agreement. That's why we have to practice metta with ourselves, to accept. We have to listen to each idea, each thought. If we want to make a real peace, if we want to experience genuine peace, we have to listen to everybody. So if you want to make a peaceful mind, that's one of the result of metta, peaceful mind. We have to listen to our mind, each piece of our mind, without saying, oh, you are right and you are wrong, without judging. Listening. Listen to the idea, opinion. If you pay equal friendliness to each thought, to each concept, if you pay your kind attention, your friendly attention to your mind, to your thoughts, to your emotions, then they are becoming happy. Really, really, each thought needs your attention. Each thought needs your friendliness. They can't get this type of friendliness from anybody else. They just ask you, they just request from you. So what we are doing? We are judging. We are trying to push them away. Dislike them. Once you dislike them, then they dislike you 10 times. Once you try to push them away, then they try to push you away. This is happening always. This is the way we create our inner war. This is the way we are losing our inner peace. So please make a friendship with each thought, each idea, and each emotion, each feeling. You don't have to follow them. You don't have to surrender to them. Just pay your attention. They need your attention. They are like children, your children. If you didn't give your attention, they do everything to get your attention. So in the meditation, we are offering our friendly attention to each thought, each memory, and each emotion. So once they get what they need, they become happy. Then they are not going to fight against yourself, and they are not going to create any fight inside the mind. Then you can use your total mental energy to make a decision. Not only to make a decision, after you make a decision to to do. You can use your total energy. Otherwise, actually, we are using very little energy from our mind, because most of the part of our mind is not supporting to our action. They criticize. They say no. That's why we are becoming tired very easily. And therefore, this very important thing to not to hurt yourself. Things can happen. We can't stop. Things can happen. We hear many things, we see many things. We can't stop, we can't control. But just ask from yourself, am I going to hurt myself because of whatever I see, because of whatever I hear, because of whatever I remind? Just ask this question from yourself, dear friend, am I going to hurt myself because of this and because of that? You are my best friend. How do I hurt yourself? Please learn to ask this question from your mind, from yourself, before you are going to hurt yourself. People are giving needles and pins, but actually you are using these external things and needles to hurt yourself. Nobody can hurt you, but they can give very sharp needles. What we are doing? We use their words to hurt ourselves. We use their behavior to hurt ourselves. Only we can do. Nobody can do for us, but they can give all these needles, very sharp needles. But we can make a decision. Do I use these needles to hurt my heart, to punch my heart, or not? The other very important and practical quality of metta is learning, we are learning to forgive ourselves and others. It doesn't matter who is right and who is wrong. That's not our business. Whatever happens, immediately we create a cause and we became a judge and we want to punish to somebody. Maybe we want to punish to ourselves or to other person, somebody else. You see, with each incident, we are creating a cause inside our mind. Whenever we read a newspaper, whenever we eat something, whenever we hear, in 1 second, we want to judge it. We are becoming a judge, and we want to say, you are wrong, therefore you have to be punished. Most of the time we are punishing ourselves and sometimes others. metta, we are not going to do these things. We are not going to judge unnecessarily ourselves and others. Therefore, we can try to forgive. Very interesting benefits are there if you are practicing metta. Dhamma says, Buddhism says, that you can sleep peacefully if you are not judging others, if you are not hurting yourself or hurting others, if you are not carrying any hatred and ill will from yesterday to today, from today to tomorrow, then the very first result is you can sleep peacefully. Because during the daytime we are very busy, we are very hurried. So we do things mechanically, automatically and emotionally. We hurt ourselves and we do things to hurt others. We judge ourselves, we judge others. So all these hurting feelings are inside in our mind. We are very busy, therefore there is no time to feel them. We just run from one incident to the other. There are so many wounds in our heart, but no time to feel them. From morning to the evening, we are making so many wounds in our heart, in our mind, but we are not feeling them, because our attention is not here, it's somewhere else. We are so involved with our job, with external activities. But after the day, when we go to bed, when we are not doing anything, then what can happen? All these memories, painful memories, all these wounds are coming to our consciousness. Now we are free. Then our mind is telling all these painful things. You can't avoid it. You can't say, no, I want to sleep now. Don't come. They come. Then we can't sleep peacefully. Just do this experiment. If you didn't sleep peacefully, then you can't wake up peacefully. Whenever you wake up, those painful and hurting memories, they come immediately. That can be the first thought when you get up, whenever you wake up, in the midnight or in the early morning or in the late morning, whenever you get up, the first thought can be the last thought of previous night, because that last thought is emotional thought, painful thought, aggressive thought, hurting thought. So whatever you think at the end of the day, that can be the very first thought in next morning. Please do this experiment. think something consciously and strongly before you go to sleep, and sleep with that thought, and you can see whenever you get up, the first thing that you are remembering is that thought that you thought in last night. So if you didn't sleep peacefully, then how do you going to wake up peacefully? It is impossible. The sleep cannot change your mind. That is not possible. Nobody can change themselves by sleeping. So that's the second benefit of metta. You can wake up peacefully. You can sleep peacefully. If you can solve all the painful memories before you go to sleep, and if you can make a real friendship with your mind, with yourself and with others, then you can sleep peacefully and you can wake up peacefully. If you can't sleep, you can take a drug. There are so many medicines to have a sleep, but there is no medicine to wake up peacefully. For wake up peacefully, there is no medicine. And the third benefit is, there is no nightmare. There are no nightmares and bad dreams during the sleep. You can see the fear and hatred feeling are very related to each other. They have very strong relationship between each other, fear and anger. Nightmare and your painful memory, bad dreams and your hatred memory, they have very close relation. Most of the time there is a huge time gap between the incident and the dream. Maybe something happened in few years ago, happened, and you have a nightmare today, tonight. Therefore we can't see the relationship. So time is relating to your consciousness, not to the unconscious. In unconscious level, there is no time. That's why whatever you think before you go to sleep, mind is thinking continuously. And whenever you wake up, that can be the first thought, because no time gap for the unconscious mind. And the fourth one is, others are becoming friend of you. It is very logical thing. If you are becoming friend of others, then naturally they are becoming friends of you. Wherever you go, you don't feel loneliness. Maybe you go to unknown area, unknown place, unknown country. If you are carrying friendliness, then you can meet friends. same thing happen in other way. If you are carrying hatred, feeling, anger and ill will, then wherever you go, you meet enemy. You can't see the reason. I didn't do anything wrong to these people. Why they are so reacting to me? We always complain in this way. Yes, that's true. You didn't do anything to them. But we are carrying this hatred feeling. Wherever we go with this aura, with this radiance, this vibration. So if you practice metta, people are becoming friends of you. That's not all. Inhumans are becoming friends of you. Animals, trees, plants. And maybe if there are some invisible beings, they are becoming friends of you. They are liking you. They are not disliking you. And the other one is, you have natural protection. From angels, from God. You don't have to do any puja, any ceremony. You don't have to repeat any mantra. You don't have to do any home, fire puja, to receive protection from them, from God. Practice metta. And you have protection from fire and from natural disasters. The other result is very interesting. Once I met a makeup designer, cosmetic artist, and he was so proud about his job. Actually, I didn't know what kind of job that he's doing. The first time I heard that type of job, and I asked what are you doing? Then he explained. He said he can, people come to change their faces, and he did. If black people come, he can make white out of black face. Yeah. And all people can be young after his job. Ugly faces are becoming beautiful faces. So he's so proud, he's like a god. I am so impressed about his job. But there was a question came to my mind, and I did raise this question. I asked, if somebody really angry, can you make a friendly face? Then he was thinking for a short while, and after that he said, nobody asked it so far. And he said, no, not possible. It is not possible. because it comes from your heart, not from your face. We know what happens to our face when we are being angry. Face becomes red or black. Your eyes become red. And you lost all the beauty. You lost a lot of money because you are using a lot of money for this facial beauty. Only 1 second is enough to lose everything. But it is coming from your heart. Your face is like a monitor, like a screen. So that the next result is your face becomes pleasant. Your face becomes beautiful or pleasant. No need to waste any amount of money for this. There are few more results, but I am going to say another two results. One is when you are practicing metta, when you are being friendly with yourself and with others, then your mind becomes concentrated. You don't have to make so much effort to concentrate. In the meditation, there are few things that we think that they are disturbing to our meditation. One thing is physical pain. We want to sit 1 hour or 1.5 hours, but the body can't fulfill our desire, our spiritual desire to a body. So whenever body speaks to us, we don't like. We don't like pain. Especially meditators, they don't like pain, physical pain. Therefore, naturally, we are creating tension between ourselves and this unpleasant sensation, pain. We dislike them. There is no metta towards pain, towards the unpleasant sensation. And we don't like sound. We don't like three-wheelers. We don't like the sound of coughing. If somebody is coughing, we don't like. We don't like to hear the doors and windows crack. Because we want to meditate. We think, I want to meditate. They are disturbing to my meditation. Therefore, we are reacting to each sound. Each sound we are reacting. Once a German meditator came here, and I met him, and he was so happy. That was his first time, and his last time too. He was so happy. He said he was trying to meditate in his home in Germany, but not possible because so many sounds there. Therefore, one of his friends told him to go to Nilambi, because Nilambi is so peaceful, so silent. So he came here, and the first second he said, his friend is so right. Here is so peaceful. Then therefore he could meditate very well. He came to this meditation hall for his first meditation session with lot of expectation, with lot of positive expectation. But after the meditation, he was so disappointed. He said, "No silence here. No silence. Vehicles are coming. People are coughing. And they come and go, open the door, window. And cooks are talking, and we can hear what they are cooking and all that. Because in that time, kitchen is here, they are in the dining room. So he was so depressed. I told him, "See, you can meditate, try to meditate in your room." Then he said, "Oh, very good advice, thank you very much." And he went to his room for next meditation session. And he came out after the meditation session with same depression. I asked, "What happened? Did anybody come and knock your door?" He said, "No, nothing." But he said, he did hear the clock very strongly, tick, 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 tick. So all 1.5 hours, he said, not possible to concentrate because the clock is so loud. "Don't worry, remove the battery. Remove the battery and meditate." "Ah, thank you for this wise advice." And same thing happened after the third session. Then what happened? "Your clock is working without the battery." Said, "No, no. Now I hear my heart beat very strongly." We are laughing, but just see what happened. If you are reacting to a sound, then your heartbeat can be a loud noise. Usually it is not a loud noise. No, usually it's a very innocent. But really we are making them as an enemy by resisting, by disliking. So we don't like sound. We don't like pain. And we don't like thought. We don't like wandering mind. Whenever thought comes, we try to push them away. We try to fight against them. Because we are expecting peaceful mind. Just see, in a subtle way, we create anger towards our physical pain, towards sound, towards the external world, and towards our mind. No metta. Then no concentration, no one-pointedness, no composed mind. In your next session, next meditation session, please be friendly with your physical pain. Be friendly with whatever you hear. Be friendly with whatever comes to your mind. Just accept all these things as your friends. They visit you. They are not going to stay with you. They just visit and see how you are meditating. And they leave. One, for an experiment, please accept whatever you experience during the meditation, please accept as a friend and see the result. Your mind naturally becomes one-pointed. And the other result is you can die peacefully. You can die peacefully because you live peacefully. You sleep peacefully, you wake up peacefully, and you live peacefully. Therefore you can die peacefully. As you know, when people are dying in that moment, so many strong emotions are occurring in their mind from long time ago. They are coming from past. And in that moment, really we are weak, physically and psychologically. People are weak when they are dying. Therefore, they are not able to handle it. We are struggling. We can't die peacefully. All these wounds, painful wounds, are coming to speak to you. Not your friends, not your relatives, not your family members. They may around you, but you can't hear them, you can't see them. In this moment, in that moment, you can hear only you can hear to your mind, to your emotion, not to the others. So if your mind is very peaceful, then you can feel the peace. But you are not healed your wound, psychological and emotional wound. You totally forget it. If you forget them, if you ignore them, we can ignore. We can do so many things to ignore and forget them, to escape from them in our life. But we can't escape them while we are dying. We have to face them. So, if you practice metta, you can live peacefully, you can die peacefully. We can meditate for a little while before we go to sleep. Feeling very peaceful environment in this room. Maybe we know each other, maybe we don't know each other. But we feel friendly. We are receiving friendliness from everybody in this room. Just feel the friendliness that you are receiving from each meditator in this room. We are receiving friendliness from ourselves too. see how innocent your heart is. Hatred and ill will, all are habits. Long term habits. Can you see your innocent and pure heart through all these habits? Can you see the clear sky through the clouds? Learn to make the friendship with your clear heart, not with the clouds. Whatever situation that you had to be, when your heart is there to support you, before you act, before you react, before you hurt yourself or anybody else, learn to listen to your heart, to your innocent heart. You don't need a lot of knowledge, a lot of books. And you don't need external gurus. Just learn to listen to your innocent heart, not to the dark clouds. peacefulness is there, happiness is there, and well-being is there too. Touching these qualities with your heart, in your heart, sleep peacefully and wake up peacefully. Good night.